Mortimer Adler, the legendary founder of the Great Books Program at the University of Chicago, observed, "In the case of good books, the point is not how many of them you can get through, but rather how many can get through to you." This is Dr. Jim Tonkowicz, and you're listening to the After Dinner Scholar from Wyoming Catholic College. While we hope that many of the books our students read in their 4 years at Wyoming Catholic get through to them, spring semester of junior year, we provide a special opportunity to read one author deeply and thoughtfully. We call it Trivium 302, but it's better known as the Junior Author Project. In the fall of junior year, each student selects an author, usually from within the curriculum, who he or she wishes to know more deeply. In the spring, under the tutelage of professors, they read one major work and one minor work of their author, along with a biography and the most important critical scholarship pertaining to their author. One of the professors guiding the students in the Junior Author Project is Dr. Kent Lisnowski. Dr. Lisnowski is our guest this week on the After Dinner Scholar. Dr. Lisnowski, tell us about the Junior Author Project. What is it and how does it fit into the curriculum here at Wyoming Catholic?
Sure. The Junior Author Project is the baby of our current dean, Dr. Jason Baxter, and a number of other folks on the faculty who came up with an idea to have a semester-long course where students are apprenticed by a sort of great mind, a great thinker, a great person in the skills of thinking and writing. And so they study this person, they study their method of writing, they study their great ideas, and they attempt then to beautifully articulate an understanding of this person that will be compelling to themselves and to their peers. So it's a semester-long course on one author of the student's choosing that ends with a kind of academic conference where students present a paper about one author to each other, and it's a beautiful experience.
I noticed that the final classes are all tutorials, kind of Oxford-style tutorials.
Yeah, so what you see happening there is the students come together in small groups of about five or six, and we all read out loud an assignment, a paper, about two pages that's been prepared. And after that paper's read out loud, each student offers critique and praise to each other, and we learn how to do that constructively and helpfully for each other.
Good. Well, you gave me a wonderful handout, the one you give to students, that asks the question, why the Junior Author Project? And you have 4 points, and I'd like to go through those points one at a time because I think they're really helpful. First, you write, "Because opinions without beauty are unpersuasive." Tell us about that.
Sure. It's one thing to have the right opinion, but it's another thing to be able to express it in a compelling way to another person. So one of the program goals that we have for students at Wyoming Catholic College is the ability to enter dialogue, not only with people who already agree with them, but people of different opinions, different thoughts, different ways of approaching the world. And if you're going to be successful in those relationships, successful not only in sharing what you believe, but maybe getting someone else to think or have a kind of intellectual or moral conversion about what they believe, not only do you have to say what's true, but you have to say it in such a way that you show you understand where they're coming from, you understand what's attractive about their own ideas, and yet not only that, but you can provide a manner of expression that makes them say, you know, even if I don't agree with you, what you said is so beautiful, I wish it were true, right? So it's a kind of argument isn't just about reason, it's also about the glory and the attraction of things that are beautiful. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're training students how to express things in that way.
Yeah, so they don't win the battle and lose the war.
Exactly.
Yeah. Second, you say the Junior Author Project, because truth is incarnational.
Yeah, and so what we mean by that is it's not enough to just think true things. We have to be true people. We have to incarnate those correct opinions that we have, right? So let's say we at this school give students we'll lowball it here. We give them 100 correct opinions about the world and the way to live. Well, that's nice. But imagine if they came out of the school not only with those opinions, but with examples from literature, examples from authors, examples from theology, examples from the Bible of people who enflesh those true opinions. And then even beyond that, imagine if they could point to in their own lives ways that they, through their own practices and habits and virtues, actually enflesh those true opinions. Now you're talking about education. Now you're talking about the kind of formation that a good liberal arts education can give a student.
Mm-hmm. And the Author Project does that in ways that the classrooms don't?
Yeah, and because you're looking for ways that this author incarnates those truths in his or her own life, and you're looking for ways that the characters in this author's works, if they happen to be a person who writes literature, for example, the way that those characters instantiate the true ideas and principles that are at stake.
But the author may or may not have true ideas. I mean, you know, you might pick Dostoevsky. On the other hand, you might pick, I don't know, Voltaire.
That's so true. And I think, again, when you look at those principles, you can find counterexamples, right, to the kind of ideas you want to enflesh in your own life. And then, of course, that would provide you with opportunities to look for characters and habits not given by that author, but at least the negative side of it is, and you can look for the positive elsewhere.
Okay, third answer to why the Junior Author Project is, quote, because you are an apprentice, not a slave.
Right, and so what we're looking at here is, I guess, upping the bar for what we're asking students to be able to do. So typically, students are sitting in school, sitting in a class, and they have these brilliant professors explaining profound ideas in ways that deeply move them, in ways that make them say, wow, if that's true, everything's got to change in my life. I gotta start doing things differently. That was amazing. And so they're used to that experience, I hope.
I think this is best case scenario.
Yeah, best case scenario. And we're inviting the students now to start thinking about the question, what if I could express truths in that same profound way? What if I could practice being an expert in a topic and expressing my ideas in such a moving way that it changes people's lives? So we're actually training them up under the great thinking of one author, right? In a tradition of other people who have read that author, training them up in ways of expressing truth and beauty in the way that they thought maybe only professors were allowed to do in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of my thesis advisees, who's obviously a senior this year but did the Junior Author Project last year, was talking about her senior oration. She said, there are a lot of things that everybody here agrees on. I want to do my senior oration on an angle of this that I know there's disagreement.
Yeah, and that's beautiful, right? And I think that word you just said, angle, reminds me again, too, of what we're hoping the students can do. And just like those students you mentioned, we're asking sort of to take up an idea or an author as if it were a kind of jewel and be able to hold it in the air and spin it around so that the light would just reflect off of it in all kinds of different directions, and its glory would be shown forth to other students.
Mm-hmm. Now, the fourth reason we have the Junior Author Project, according to the handout that the students receive, is because apprentices use their trade. How so?
Well, what we have in mind here is that, pray God, these students won't simply do a Junior Author Project once, but the kind of thing that we do in the Junior Author Project will be something that constitutes part of their good life, their leisure as they become alumni. That, you know, it just might happen that among a community of friends, they all say, hey, you know what? Let's all just study some author and talk about them for fun. You know, and I could see students doing this among their small groups and really enjoying and getting a kick out of it and deepening their own understanding of the world around them and being inspired to live ever better lives.
And it's the sort of thing that our listeners could do as well.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what are some of the authors that students have chosen this year? Just what's the range?
Sure. So we have, you know, we have the golden classics. You know, there's Shakespeare, There's Homer, there's Dante, of course, there's Augustine. But we do have some different ones that are outside the curriculum. So for example, this year we've got Kurt Vonnegut, who's a 20th century science fiction writer. We have Robert Louis Stevenson and folks of that kind. Someone requested to do Bill Watterson, who's the comic who wrote Calvin and Hobbes. Another requested Dr. Seuss. And, you know, to be honest, I was tempted. But I think the secondary literature in the scholarship just isn't quite there for those guys.
And how do students feel about the project? How do they respond to it?
The students get energized about this. And there's a number of reasons why. And it goes back actually to how it fits in the curriculum, which is a question you started with. And this curriculum, as you know, is set, right? We believe that everything we do here is the kind of thing that everyone should do. Well, one thing that everybody should do is pick their own choice of an interesting topic or person and study it, right? So this idea of some level of choice for the student, I think is part of the reason they're so energized. This is their moment to say, this is where I've found interest in the curriculum. This is the area of study that I want to dive deeper into and say something meaningful in a beautiful way. So again, the main interest for the students comes from, I think, their increased agency in picking a topic.
Mortimer Adler, in his book, How to Read a Book, wrote, "You must tackle books that are beyond you. Books that are over your head, only books of that sort will make you stretch your mind. And unless you stretch, you will not learn." Is there an author, possibly one from our curriculum, who you find particularly intriguing? Why not plan to, in a sense, create your own junior author project? Read a major work, a minor work from that author, a biography or history of his or her era, and then some scholarly works around your author. After all, why should Wyoming Catholic College juniors have all the fun? For Wyoming Catholic College, this is Dr. Jim Tonkowicz.